It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org, email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com, or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique radio page. For your chance to win every day, that's beunique.org, BUNIKE.org.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Hey, Mary, how you doing over there?
I can't turn this off.
My goodness. Are you okay?
Oh, my God. I couldn't turn the alarm off.
That was awesome.
I don't think I'm going to do that one again.
Well, I don't know. That was kind of fun.
Well, it certainly got me going. Oh, hello, everybody. Hi, Gene.
Hey.
Howdy. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I need a break now. Oh, wait a minute. This is our break.
Yeah. It's time for our break. But you know what would be kind of good?
What?
Is if we had a word of the day.
I have one.
Help me get my bearing.
Kind of helps you settle it back into the show. Aphorism.
Aphorism. Okay.
A-P-H-O-R-I-S-M. It's a pithy observation that contains a general truth, such as, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Hmm. The child is father to the man. That brings me to today's topic, which I should know a lot about, because the topic is, who are those old wives?
Old wives.
Well, in my family, that would be Jane, Mary, Bernie, and Donna, my sisters and myself. We are all old and we are wives. Some of us have been wives more than once.
That's funny.
In fact, my oldest old wife has been a wife to her husband for 50 years.
Oh, my.
That's awesome. I can't even imagine.
Well, you know, they must have something they sure do like about each other.
Yep.
That's a long time.
They work together well. They do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've known several old wives in my day.
Don't say one of them's your mother. That would be bad.
Well,
but no. It's true.
Well, I mean, most moms, you know, a lot of them have been old wives at one point or another.
Grandmothers are okay.
Grandmas, yeah. Well, you know, I've had two wives, but neither of them were all that old, and I didn't have either of them all that long, I guess, compared to the whole thing. So I'm going to have to count on you to be the expert more on the old wives part.
Well, you can probably help a little bit with some of these old wives' tales, though.
Oh, yeah, I know those, yeah.
Because they're supposedly truth, but sometimes they're just superstition or maybe folklore. They were centered on women's traditional concerns around pregnancy, puberty, and health.
Oh, so an old wives' tale kind of got to have a little bit more of a discountive meaning, pejorative almost.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's just an old wives' tale.
Yeah, okay.
Because a lot of them started when we didn't have the science that we now have, and we didn't have the internet. We didn't have a lot of places to back it up with. And I'll give you some based on what Barb researched for us, and it may help you think of some more.
Old wives' tales, a lot of times, you know, have their substantive meaning. They're not to be dismissed.
Right. Let's just run down this list a little bit that Barb gave and see what we think about them.
Sure.
If you have a bug sting, create a soap and mud poultice with bread on it. Apply hot as possible to draw the bug sting out. Now, I've never tried that one.
I haven't either, but sounds like it would work, actually.
Well, depending on the mud, there could be minerals in that mud that would draw out poison.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is a weird one. I've never heard this one. If you have a splinter, place a piece of bacon on it overnight. In the morning, it should be easier to remove. Now,
maybe.
I don't know. I've never heard that one before, but bacon is going to be greasy. Now, I'm assuming it's raw bacon. It doesn't say cooked or raw, but it's going to be greasy and it's going to have salt in it. And that salt might make the skin pull back away from the splinter.
Especially if it's a chunk of salty bacon in the house they made covered in salt.
Now, if you have lice and you want to suffocate them and comb out all the eggs, make a mayonnaise mask. Put it all over your head.
Wow.
Never heard that one either.
No, that's certainly, if I was going to do that, I definitely want to have somebody video it so we could put it on Facebook.
I'm thinking a mud poultice might work just as well as a mayonnaise mask.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes them old wives, you know, we were just talking about that,
yeah,
might have something going on with knowing about that.
Now, this is one I've heard all my life. Swimming after eating will give you cramps.
Yeah.
And I believe they varied on whether it was 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 45 days. I'm not sure. Swimming after eating. It might give you cramps. Might not. I heard this one too when I was growing up. Chewing gum stays in your stomach for 7 years. Don't swallow it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, chewing gum is basically plastic that's been flavored.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'd want to be swallowing it anyway. But how many kids chew gum in class and when the teacher says, "Are you chewing gum?" "No, ma'am, not me." And they swallow it down.
Yeah, I've done it.
I'm sure you have.
I swallowed a cigarette one time in the Navy. The guy caught me.
My gosh.
It was lit. It was pretty funny.
Funny? You think that's funny?
It was miserable, but
sailor, I don't like your kind of fun at all.
But he saw me and it was to spite him is what happened. And it was like, it was so good because I didn't flinch. I just chewed it up and ate it and swallowed it.
You are a tough monkey.
I was. Not
don't
anymore.
Mess with Gene, people.
Not anymore.
Chew a lit cigarette. Wow. Oh, how much of the cigarette was still there? I mean, how much, filtered or not?
Oh, yeah, it was filtered. It was the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Follow that puppy. Yeah, I had a really good relationship. I was this 17-year-old kid, and he and I just didn't really see eye to eye, and we worked it all out really well. See, look how I turned out.
Yeah, you're not so bad. Have you heard that human urine heals jellyfish stings?
I've heard that.
I didn't know that it healed them, but I thought that it took the sting out immediately.
Yeah, or eased them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Now, this is one I've heard. My older sister used to tell me this one, the oldest old wife. Plucking gray hairs will make two more grow in.
I've heard that. Yeah. But I mean, I've heard that about.
Now, I'll tell you, an old wife's, I don't know that I felt the need to pluck any gray hairs. That's why I dye my hair. Why would I pull them out when I can just color them another color?
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering. I've known people that have done that. I got to hurt.
I don't like pain at all. Now, I will tell you an old wives' tale that I know is true. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, a very ornery, contrary child of about 10, I got chicken pox. Maybe four of my siblings got chicken pox with me. And one of the things that we were told when we started scabbing over was do not pick the scabs because they will leave a scar.
Yeah.
And I have to test everything. I don't believe it. I don't see it. I am a woman of faith now, but I still like to test the boundaries and make sure. So now, like I said, I was a child of about 10. So I thought this out very carefully. I had three little dimples of leftover chicken pox, three little scabs. And well, I had more than that, but I had three that were in what I considered my future bikini line.
Yeah.
I was planning to be svelte and athletic, and I knew that I would wear a bikini one day.
Mm-hmm.
I did, and I took it off immediately. Never again.
Hurt. Ow.
I don't have the body for a bikini. I never have. However, when I was 10, I was very cautious to make sure that when I
thought you, I'm sorry, I thought you meant the scab.
Well, when I
took it off.
I took the scabs off when I was 10. It didn't hurt that much. They were dry and scabby. But I wanted to see if when I got older, there would be scars there.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the scars.
Mm-hmm.
They're still below the bikini line. But
and it was true.
It was true. That was the one old wives' tale that was true. Don't pick your chickenpox scabs.
Wow. Another, I don't remember if I picked mine or not. I had them.
I don't know. You probably listened to your parents, unlike me. I did a lot of things behind their back.
Maybe that was it.
My siblings probably wouldn't believe some of the stuff that I've done because I was supposed to be the good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposed to be. Anyway, back onto these old wives' tales.
Yes.
Coffee and cigarettes will stunt your growth. Now, I'm not sure if this means coffee will stunt your growth and cigarettes will stunt your growth or the combination.
Ah. Now,
I will say that my father drank coffee and smoked cigarettes, and he was about 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
Most of my brothers have surpassed 6 feet. Not sure that that has anything to do with it. I know that several of my brothers have smoked, so... Can't say, and they all drink coffee.
Right.
Sitting too close to the TV ruins your eyes.
Yeah.
May not be the TV that ruins your eyes, but the constant glaring into that blue light or not being outdoors in the sunlight.
Hmm.
Now, have you heard that shaving makes your hair grow back thicker?
I think so. Yeah. Like I remember as a, when I was young, they said, if you don't start shaving now, because if you, the sooner you start shaving, it'll grow back faster.
So why do women always want to shave their legs?
I don't know. I guess it's, of course, it's personal taste, I'm sure, but everybody's got such a wide variety of whiskers, you know, and leg hairs that I mean,
and the way it grows, and I've seen men with defined 5 o'clock shadows, and some of them come up to their cheekbones. Some of them go down along the jawline. So you're right. There's a different, definite pattern to it. Have you ever heard that onions relieve pain from a bee sting?
I've heard that.
I've heard that onions, if you've got like a cold or the flu and you go to bed and put an onion on the sole of your foot and wear a pair of socks, you'll wake up the next morning uncongested.
That would be amazing. I haven't had congestion for a long time though. You mean like a cold?
Yeah, like sinus infection or whatever.
Huh, that's awesome to know. I usually have onions around.
Onions are really healthy foods. What about this one? The full moon makes people behave weirdly.
I think I've seen that.
I know I have. Oh, wait a minute. I was looking in the mirror. What am I talking about? Jeez, Louise. No, I do know several police officers, firefighters, and nurses in my own family. And they do say that the full moon brings out the strange. Now, you told me that you were a sailor. You've been in the Navy. Have you ever heard red sky at night, sailor's delight? Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning?
I have.
And do you know why?
No. I mean, it's the color of the sky. I know.
Yeah, because apparently, according to this, the red sky at night means you're going to have smooth sailing the next day, the fair winds, following seas. Red sky in the morning, you're quite likely to have a storm out there on the ocean.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I'm thinking about it being true pretty much more often than not, because I remember at sea and even sometimes on the land, I see it too.
And what about chicken soup curing a cold?
Yeah.
I know that chicken soup or even vegetable broth makes you feel better. You know, if you get it good and hot and you sip on it for a while. I have made garlic soup, which is basically just garlic and onions and a vegetable broth.
Nice.
Without any chicken, no noodles, just the spices and some salt and rosemary. And that's always more than enough. It clears up the congestion. Also, pineapple and pineapple juice will help you if you've got some kind of pulmonary issues with your lungs. It helps. And this is good information, folks, for anybody suffering with the COVID who's sitting at home listening to this. It's really good for cough or inflammation because of the bromeliad stuff inside it. I don't remember what it's called, but it's kind of like bromeliad. But we're almost out of time, but I want to add to this. I want to find out what it is that makes it good.
The pineapple.
Yeah, something in the pineapple. This is where the education helps.
Well, I've always enjoyed pineapple.
Pineapples can help reduce phlegm, making it easier to breathe. It reduces swelling, and the juice alone has been known to help coughing. It contains the enzyme bromelain, B-R-O-M-E-L-A-N, bromelain.
Yeah.
Which helps the lungs remove debris and detox naturally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
You never know what you're going to learn when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
No, that's very true. And we're sure happy everybody did take a break with us today. Hopefully join us again tomorrow, please. And we look forward to hearing from you online. Visit us at beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.